Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I'm just feeling it, you know, like, yes, come to me, men of the world, sexy, tall men, I want you. When you're having great sex, if you can also sneak in some really passionate kisses during that, fuck, it's just a little cherry on top of that hot, sexy sundae. It's weird. You're sharing a room with a stranger. You're sharing a bed with a stranger. A stranger's gonna put his penis in me. Oh my God. That passion and chemistry and that animalistic lust and craving and desire and just like, I want to rip this man's clothes off all the time. Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing out there? Well, I am back from Jamaica. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. But I do have like a zillion bug bites, and I just mean a zillion. One night, probably that last night with Medina, we're out there scantily clad. And if you guys didn't catch that episode, let me think, when did that one come out? It might have been on earlier this week on Tuesday. Yeah. So if you give a listen to that, the episode before this, it should have been Vacation Sex, I think I called it. Anyway, my God, did I get bit by bugs like nobody's business? I guess they just like the sweet girls. What can I say? Oh, but I'm telling you, and I came home, and you know what it was? The minute I got on that plane and then got home, I just scratched and scratched for days. So it made it worse. I mean, I'm not kidding. And I have nice, good, solid fingernails. I scratched the shit out of those suckers. So I'm still healing. My legs are still healing from that. Those sneaky little buggers. It was mosquitoes. Like, they are like these solid, really thick, hardy, tiny, but like, they're like the Hulk Hogan of mosquitoes. I don't know why I just referenced Hulk Hogan. I just thought of like beefy and thick. They're like beefy and thick, but they're tiny. So they're like, they're not the big, long, skinny ones that we have in California. The little wispy ones that flutter around. No, these suckers, they are coming for business. They're coming for your blood and they mean it. So anyway, I lost probably a pint, I'd say, to these guys. I had to take one for the team. Anyway, but another exciting thing is after I did that Jamaica yoga retreat with the lovely Miss Mickey, who you guys have been heard on my podcast before. And then I met Miss Medina, who has a podcast. This is so much fun. Right? But now Mickey is doing another retreat in Costa Rica. So I'm going to that. And that's in October. So here's the thing, guys. I'm going to do something I've never done. I'm starting to do show notes. So if you go to the website, you go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, in where I'll be putting up in the show notes, I'm going to put a link to the Paradise and Vibe retreat in Costa Rica. So if anybody wants to go and hang out with me and do yoga and have a lot of fun, maybe be part of some Layla Curious Girl stories, you never know, then you should join me. There's plenty of time, but here's the thing. It's limited. So you just want to, she's only taking a small group. She likes to keep it kind of small. So I think about 30 people, maybe less. Anyway, if you have never been to Costa Rica, it is fabulous. I love Costa Rica. It's magic. Anyway, we have a lot of fun. As you can tell from listening to Medina and I, we had a ton of fun. So if you like Costa Rica and you want to hang out with me, then go, because we will have a ton of fun. And I promise I will bring enough bug spray for everybody this time. Okay. So yeah, just check the link in the show notes. Now, has anybody noticed the uptick in just good time feels? Like, everybody's happy. Everybody's getting excited. I know I'm a whole lot hornier. It's this whole spring summer thing going on. I am just feeling it. I am feeling myself. I'm like on fire. Right now, I'm just unstoppable with my sexiness. That's kind of what I'm feeling. Oh, I love it. Anyway, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying, I'm just feeling it. You know, like, yes. Come to me, men of the world, sexy, tall men, I want you. And as a result, there's been an uptick in my personal activities. I had a lovely date the other night with a really handsome man, and And I really like him. I'm like, yes, this is why you kiss a bunch of frogs and then you find somebody and you're like, okay, this makes it worth it. We had a fabulous dinner, great conversationalist, just down to earth. It's like you have to, when you're out there doing casual stuff, you got to sift through a lot of boneheads. I mean, I'm sorry, but you really do. And then you meet somebody like this and it makes it worth it. You just go, yes, yes, he's sexy. And I can tell, we're going to have some, if it progresses, which I believe it will, we are going to have some really hot, leave you breathless, exhausting, totally satisfying, raunchy ass sex, which is exactly what I'm in the mood for. I need it. I need to get me some. So anyway, we had a really nice date and it ended and just ended with, I love the flirting and the buildup and the teasing and all that stuff. And then it ended with an amazing kiss. You know, when you kiss somebody, I mean, sometimes it's just okay. It's good. You're like, yeah, that was nice. No, it was really good. I mean, it was really, really good. And usually, you know, I know if you guys listened to the previous episode, I know Medina mentioned this. Like, you can tell like how a man is going to be in bed by his kiss. And I think was it Mae West who said a man's kiss is his signature or something like that. I'm in the ballpark there about what she said. Anyway, but it's true. Men that are good kissers, that kiss you passionately, you can feel that sex connection through that kiss. And that's usually, I'd say most of the time, that's a dead on predictor. So I'm feeling really confident after that kiss about where this could be going. I will say the one time I was wrong about that was, if you guys remember way, way, way back in year one, was it year one or year two? YW, and he was a horrible kisser and he knew it. Like, we had talks about this. we just decided not to kiss because he wanted me to teach him. I tried. I really tried. I'm like, just follow me. Let me lead you. I will help you. It didn't work out, but you know what? Our sex was good anyway. So that was, that was different. But the thing is when you're having great sex, if you can also sneak in some really passionate kisses during that, fuck, it's just a little cherry on top of that hot, sexy sundae, and it makes it that much better. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing how things progress with this guy. And of course, sharing this all with hundreds of thousands of my friends. The next little bit of news, hot news off the press, is there's another guy and we're supposed to go to New Orleans. Now, here's the funny thing. I'm interested to see how this plays out. He's worried that I'm going to flake, and I'm worried that he's going to flake. He bought his plane ticket, and I have not bought mine because I didn't trust that he was actually buying a plane ticket. So I made him show me, like, send me a screenshot. Anyway, but then I ended up having to change the date on him. I'm like, let's just push it back a week. So because I've got some other stuff going on, but very funny, you know. So I'm basically, I can't believe I'm going to do this. The shit I do, I tell you, we FaceTimed and stuff like that, that I'm going to go and meet him and, you know, fly out and meet him. We're both flying. I'm not going to his house. We're just going to meet kind of in the middle. He's on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast. So we're going to meet in the middle and spend some time in a fun city that I've been to before and just see what, obviously we know what's going to happen if we're together, but it's a little nervous. When you put yourself in that situation, because it's either a go or a no, right? And you're going to get there and it's like, well, what if there's no chemistry? What if he doesn't feel it for me or I don't feel it for him? I mean, we FaceTimed. I mean, I think there's plenty of attraction there, but it's still a risk. So, but I just feel like, I really feel like life is meant to be lived and you just have to do this kind of stuff. And every once in a while, you got to throw caution to the wind and just say, fuck it and go for it. So that's what I'm doing. And we'll see how that ends up. And hopefully he seems like a lot of fun too. I would love to fly out and meet him at different places. I'm up for that stuff. That's right up my alley. When it comes to the travel and stuff, I'm a yes person. I just love to get on a plane and go somewhere. You don't have to really twist my arm for it. So anyway, but usually I get to meet somebody face to face, spend a little time with them before we start traveling together. I mean, it's weird. You're sharing a room with a stranger. You're sharing a bed with a stranger. A stranger's going to put his penis in me. Oh my God. Don't try this at home, kids. Danger. Anyway, so that's what I have been up to. But I'm definitely, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, if it's the summer, if it's, you know, if it's the summer stuff, it's the spring, summer hormones, or things are starting to open up again. We're getting to go more places, wear our masks a little less. It just, I'm so sick of this COVID thing. I'm over it. Like, I want to go back to normal. I don't know. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But I'm just ready for some fun. So I'm definitely, definitely pursuing that. Okay. Have I mentioned how much I love getting voicemails from you guys? I know I have. But let me give you an example why. Let me share one. I mean, here's one. Here's a voicemail I got earlier this week. And I just, this stuff makes my day. And I want to thank everybody that listens. And I want to thank everybody that takes the time to leave me a voicemail. I do get back to you, by the way. And I love responding because it's personalized and we get to respond. But let me just, like, this is just, you know, sometimes I get ones that are more specific. But, you know, just one like this, something like this just makes my day. Somebody that just appreciates. Here it is. Give it a listen.
Hey, Layla, how are you? This is Mike calling. I just want to give you a quick message. I just wanted to let you know that I really adore your broadcast and everything about it. Your tips, your tricks, and everything that you throw into that handbasket really puts me into a great mood. Other than that, it definitely puts a beautiful smile on my face. So, other than that, I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you. Bye.
Isn't that great? Oh my gosh. I mean, what a sweetheart. Thank you so much for your kind message. Just taking time out of your day. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Okay. So I want to do some of my, I want to reshare some of my emails with you guys. I get really great stuff from my, I have the best listeners. I just know this. I don't know that everybody has the best listeners like I do, because I listen to other podcasts and I don't hear them sharing stuff. And I know if they had it, they'd share it. So I really appreciate you guys because you're always sending me great stuff. This is a fantastic message I got from Bridge. Let me share it with you. It's kind of long, but I really, really want to share it. Okay. She says, "Hi, Layla. Like you, I'm more of a voice person, but I have such a distinct Southern accent coupled with an unusual name. I was concerned about anonymity. I have to profess my complete adoration of you. I think if you and I were neighbors or colleagues, we'd be besties. My story. I'm a 49-year-old professional woman. I have loads of fun in my early 20s and 30s, exercising lots of sexual freedom with many partners. I'd been tied up, blindfolded, asked to dominate, anal, toys, guys with fetishes, phone sex." She puts in parentheses before texting. "So I would say pretty adventurous. I was married in my mid to late 30s. We had a fulfilling sexual relationship, but he had alcohol issues and we divorced. I focused on myself, healing for a year or two, met a guy, so vanilla, so boring, not sexually fulfilling at all, but he was kind, caring, and offered security. And I mistakenly thought that is what I needed. We were together for 8 years. We were great roommates and friends, but there was no intimacy. And I'm sure you will gasp out loud when I say this. We rarely had sex." Oh my gosh. "Maybe once or twice a year." Whoa, holy shit. Crazy, right? "I suppressed my sexual needs for the sake of security. I finally said no more. We amicably called it quits. I was single now, but I redirected my energy to my career and getting an advanced degree. That was almost 2 years ago. I re-entered the dating world in the midst of COVID. Bad timing on my part. Online dating has been an eye-opener and an ego blow." Oh, girl. I know. Online dating's brutal. I'll just say that. Okay. I should do a whole episode about that. "I've had a couple of short-term relationships. One really did a number on my heart, completely crushed. I took time to self-analyze. Who am I? What do I want? What do I need? How do I get it? During my period of self-analysis, this is when I found you. I instantly recognized myself in much of your podcast. I went back to all your early podcasts and have listened to nearly all of them. Your podcast inspired me to reconnect with my intersex kitten that has been dormant for 15 plus years, and I'm back. I am now having multiple sexually satisfying relationships under the auspice of being ethically non-monogamous. I'm not into swinging clubs, parties, but one of my partners is, and he wants to take me to a club. I cannot believe that I'm considering it. Who am I? I am limiting myself to 3 guys, and my sexual portfolio is diverse, each of them bringing something to the table that I need and want. I've squirted for the first time. Holy smokes. I'm allowing these guys to treat me like a goddess and worship me. Like you, my sister from another mister, I'm 5'10". So hard to find tall guys. Only one of my guys is taller than me, but the other two have such yummy cocks and fuck me so good that I don't care so much. I too have always wanted male, male, female, plus DP. I got 2 of my guys to agree to it. They are super excited as I am. And we are working on matching up calendar dates. In my 20s, when Sex and the City was popular among my pals, I was always regarded as the Samantha of the bunch because of my voracious sexual appetite and adventure. I cannot believe I just let that part of me die for years. I wasted so many good years when my energy was better, body was slamming, confidence soaring. Your show encouraged me to resurrect the part of me and reconnect to my inner kink. For that, I'm forever grateful. When I tune into your podcast, I feel like I'm hanging with a girlfriend that I've known for years. Most people in my friend circle would never understand because they are paired up in monogamous marriages. They would probably die if they knew I was arranging a male, male, female, so I could be fucked every which way. I love you. I adore you. I relate to every word you say, every insecurity, and every curiosity. Thanks to your bravery, I'm living my best life. Love you, Layla, and would love the opportunity to chat one day. Please know that your show isn't just entertainment. It's therapeutic and life-changing, and I wish you continued success in your life, love, and wellness. Bridge. Ah! Oh my gosh. I could totally cry. I'm gonna try not to right now. Thank you so much. That is so sweet. First of all, wow, where do I start with this? Okay, obviously I can relate. Yes, I know. And I know a lot of people listening can relate. We go through these times where we just, for some reason, whatever the reason, we all have our reasons. We're suppressing this part of ourselves, this really, you know, the sexual part. And I think it's kind of a strange phenomenon, and it happens a lot. So it happens to a lot of people. We're not alone in this. People do it when they're married. They suppress it. They hide what they really want and who they really are. And, you know, then that leads to other things. And people take, like me, you know, where they're not with somebody and they just totally check out sexually and totally shut that part of themselves off. And I don't know why, you know, and we're always, it seems like sex is kind of the last thing on our list that we'll prioritize. We'll make sure everybody else is taken care of, or we'll make sure that our business is killing it. But we just deny this part, this really essential part of us. And again, I don't know, you know, everybody has different reasons for why they get there, but my hope is that when people listen to this podcast and when they listen to, especially if they go back and follow the whole thing, that they see how vital and important this is, and how when you're feeling hot and sexy and you're exercising that option, you know, that part of you, that you really come alive. It changes your chemistry, you know, the chemistry in your brain. You're happier. You can go from being borderline depressed to really happy, and you're really feeling great. And it's because it feels good. And it's also because this is an important part of our biology as human beings. It's important. It's only the reason we're still here and alive on this planet. And it's not just about having babies. It's about the physical touch and the connection and the orgasms and the dopamine hits that your brain gets and all this good stuff that we need and crave so badly. So if anybody's not getting what they need or not experiencing things the way they want, you know, if you listen to this podcast because it's inspiring to you, and whether you just love the stories, it turns you on, whatever, let it motivate you to either resurrect your sex life or keep it going. Just don't deny it, because it is important. And the worst thing, one of the worst things I can think of in the world, is to be trapped with someone that you care about that you can't be intimate with. That is the loneliest place to be, in my opinion, ever. It is torturous. And it's no wonder people are getting divorces and, you know, at a high rate and unhappy. And it's awful to be lonely with your partner. It's awful to feel lonely and disconnected from someone that you love. And always when that's the case, it's because there's no sex. There's no intimacy. There's no physical, there's no hotness, no chemistry, no lust, no desire, no animalistic craving for each other. And either one person might have it, but the other person's not reciprocating. You know, there's just all these things. But anyway, Bridge, thank you for that wonderful, wonderful message. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. I love all this stuff. You'll have to keep me posted on your, if you do your male, male, female. By the way, I'm actually talking to a couple, I didn't mention this. I am talking to a couple couples right now that, and I seriously am for the first time, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I like these guys. I like this. I like what I see here. So I'm thinking that there's a high likelihood that I could move my threesome forward here. I see it on the horizon. I'm very excited. Very, very excited. Okay, next one. Okay, this is from Gary. He said, just finished the Cowboy and BDSM episode. I get this was years ago by now. I wanted to know, how wet were you during that interview? How amazing was that hookup later that night? You intentionally cutting into his answers with more questions was very playful and calculated. His rising irritation towards you was palpable throughout. Woman, keep it up and you're gonna get it. Him with the vibe I got from him, followed with, oh yeah, man. Hey, let's see you try. Great interview, great episode, lots of additional information, as always entertaining. Thanks again, Gary. Oh, Gary. Well, I don't want to give away too much, but there's a lot of Cowboy End to come and a lot of interviews with him and I. You're in for a treat. Yes, I mean, that is something that, oh my gosh, he and I had chemistry in spades. Unbelievable. Just, and you get to hear it. You're going to hear it for, I don't want to give it away. Okay, I'm not going to give it away because I know you're starting at the beginning, Gary. I love you for that. That's amazing. Thank you so much. It's, oh man. I mean, yes, during that interview, it was, I loved to push his buttons. I'd always say, like, I'm that girl that, like, I have to put my hand on the hot stove. I cannot help myself. If you say don't, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it. I just have to, I don't care if I get burned, like I have to go there. And he and I, hands down, just the most amazing chemistry ever. Like we, it was always on, always on. There's never a time, it didn't even matter. We could be pissed at each other. We could be having a great, whether having a great time, upset with each other. That passion and chemistry and that animalistic lust and craving and desire and just like, I want to rip this man's clothes off all the time. It didn't matter what he was doing. It didn't matter. It didn't have to be sexual. I mean, I could look at his hands and just be like, get wet, like a gushing wet. The way his, just watching him move around, watching him move. He's so fucking manly. I mean, I, whew, no, there's nothing like that. That is a lightning strike. That's lightning in a bottle. And Gary, you're in for a lot more of that. It builds from there. That's why I tell people, go back and listen to Start From the Beginning, because there's all these ongoing relationships and the guys will come on and talk on the podcast and you get to hear us together. You get to hear me tell the stories. Then we'll tell them together. And then the different guys that, you know, that come in and out of my life and then some come back around. I mean, it's a whole freaking story. Yeah. So don't miss out on that. And it's some hot, sexy stuff. Ugh. Okay, I gotta calm myself down. Let me take a breath. I'm getting hot. I'm like literally my temperature, my body temperature just rose. Just thinking about him, just thinking about that. And oh, this is the spice of life. This is the stuff. This is why I can't live without this stuff. Like I, with Bridge in her previous email, like just don't deny these parts of yourself. Let them out. Explore them. Find somebody that wants to do this stuff with you, you know, or do it on your own. It's either way. You got to be having hot, hot, hot sex. It's a life changer. It will change your life. It's just as important as exercise. I'm telling you, for your health, mental health, your well-being, your longevity. I mean, yes, it's the fountain of youth. It's the magic pill. Okay. I'll get off my little soapbox there. All right. Last little thing I want to share is just a funny little comment I got from another listener. He says, Stinky Vagina Podcast, !! I learn things. Every time I listen, I learn things. So you're talking about the podcast I did with Ginger. I forget what we called that, girlfriends or something like that. Yes, I know. That's just when this is, I'm just giving you a little insider peek into what my friends and I will talk about when we just sit around and talk about stuff. I mean, obviously it's silly and playful, but that's the fun stuff, you know? And I love sharing that with you guys. By the way, I don't have a stinky pussy. I've never had a stinky pussy. I've never had any complaints. But what we're talking about was just to put it into context, since I use the term stinky pussy. Ginger had said, you know, like, if you're having a lot of sex, and also, if you're having multiple partners, not spread out, but, you know, multiple partners in the same week, it can change like your pH. And just, I don't say it gets stinky, but it changes it. Like your chemistry is off a little bit. So yeah, I won't spoil it. If you want to hear about it, I'll let you go and listen to the episode. It's quite funny. But yeah, I mean, we have vaginas. Stuff happens, okay? Like, it's not a matter of not being clean or whatever. Like, sometimes stuff goes a little wild. So anyway, all right. On that note, let me move off of the wildness of vaginas. And I just want to end with, again, since I was talking about how much I love, 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 love getting voicemails, I want to end with one. And so here's another great one I got. Here we go.
Totally is a hilarious experience to hear you and your stories and your fun and living vicariously through your eyes, I mean, and all the things that you're experiencing there. And it's fascinating to hear the infectious laugh and enjoyment that you have in your voice. And very glad that you had fun. Looking forward to hearing more about that trip, because, I mean, there's more stories to come, I guess. I'm still trying to come to terms in regards to the scene about you guys, I mean, throwing up outside the boat. And, well, I mean, what can I say? But definitely, I mean, islands, I mean, tend to bring that aspects of romanticism and just walking on the beach and looking at the sunset. I mean, it's something amazing. I'm glad that you have fun and looking forward to hear more about that. Take care, okay?
All right. What'd you think? Well, you know what? Yes, I will be making more stories. Because, as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, I'm going to Costa Rica, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fun going on there. And by the way, just to recap it again, I'm going to put the link to the Paradise and Vibe trip, Costa Rica trip that I'm going to. And if anybody wants to come and spend, I don't know if it's like 4 days, 5 days, whatever, do it. I'm also probably going to stay an extra week after that just to have extra fun, because I love Costa Rica. There's so much to do. You can take puddle jumpers different places. Last time I was there, I spent 3 weeks there. It didn't feel like enough time, but so I can't just do 4 days or 5 days or whatever the trip is. I have to do more because Costa Rica is magic. It's beautiful. It's just, it has it all. So if you want to go, please go. It would be so much fun to see and meet some of my listeners and hang out and have a great, you know, in a vacation setting and have a great time. And I'm sure there might be some romance too going on. You never know. You just never know. So I will put that link in the show notes. I would love to see you guys there if anybody wants to go. That's just something, by the way, I'm not getting in a spiff or anything for this. It's just, I'm just putting it out there. That's where I'm going. And I know, and you guys get to meet Mickey. She's the yoga instructor. She'll be leading you through yoga class. She's the one putting all this on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Well, one last thing for the record, when we're talking about getting the barf out of Medina's braids, I was not drunk. I did not get sick because I was drunk. I think now Medina might've had a little too much to drink the night before. I actually left early that night after dinner because whatever I ate made me sick. I only had two drinks in 4 hours. So it wasn't wasn't drinking. I just, something I ate and then it just got me. I mean, I was sick all night and then I was sick the next day. I don't know how she muscled through and got on that boat. I really don't. Like, that is crazy. Could you imagine? Because have you ever been seasick? It feels awful. I got certified to, you know, I got my scuba certification a long time ago. And on my checkout dive, I got motion sickness and I couldn't do the final, you know, I got my certification, but I couldn't do the final free dive because I had to stay on the boat while everybody's down there. I could see their bubbles, you know, they're swimming around and I'm like hanging with my head over the side of the boat, just puking my guts out. So I could not imagine getting on a boat while I was already severe nausea and vomiting. Anyway, all right. I just thought I'd clear that up for the record. Yeah, I wasn't like drinking and getting drunk. That doesn't happen very often. We do have a documented case of that. That was with Cowboy N, but that was his fucking moonshine. That's his fault. So he took care of me, but that was probably the worst incident I've ever had in my life of just being sick. So, okay. Didn't really want to end on that note, but I will. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Hey, I hope you're having a great weekend because I think this is probably going to come out on the weekend. Love you guys. Hope everybody's staying safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Please send me voice messages. I love them and I will get back to you personally. Okay, bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.